It's coming up to that time of year again where a lot of people will be frantically reserving presents for their loved ones. A couple of weeks ago, I walked into one well-known store that remains nameless, armed with my code on my phone. And when I came to the till, I soon discovered that my reservation was not in store. Well, it was a minor setback, but it was a nuisance nonetheless. Hand in hand with making reservations is the guarantee which has been promised beforehand. We expect because we are told. However, we all discover in life that it is not always the case. Disappointments are never that far away. So aren't you glad, Christian, that heaven's reservation, made by God himself, will never be found a disappointment? Peter writes in 1 Peter 1 verse 4, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. Peter's first port of call in his initial letter is one of praise and worship. In his high praise of God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, what does Peter do? Well, he takes us right from the back of the queue, so to speak, and he brings us right to the front, and he wants every Christian, every child of God, to see something that once seen will undoubtedly thrill the soul. Christian, what is it Peter is saying here? We have been begotten, he says. We have been made alive. We have been granted this incomparable life in Jesus Christ. And Peter says it's unto a living hope. And what is the divine stamp? And what is the divine seal? It is this. It is the resurrection of Christ from the dead. And so Peter goes into verse 4 of his first letter and the first chapter, and he continues. And he makes it clear this living hope is to a place. It's to an incorruptible inheritance reserved in heaven for you. Most reservations these days carry with them codes, don't they? Numbers or such things. And just as I did myself a few weeks ago, to my disappointment, you walk into the shop, you go up to the counter, and whether it's on your phone or some other device, you show it to the cashier behind the till. This is perfectly reasonable, or else anyone could waltz into a shop and claim anything at any time, and it would just be chaos, in other words. Well, there's no difference when it comes to the purposes and the plans of the Almighty. Remember, not only is every Christian chosen in Christ before the earth's foundation, and that is demonstrated and revealed clearly in Scripture, but every Christian has been given a truth in time. Our sure hope of heaven is there in the empty tomb, there in our risen Christ. Because he lives, we shall live also. Sometimes when we look at our purchase, which has been reserved and eagerly waited for days, maybe even sometimes weeks, we find out that we're actually a bit let down, aren't we? It's not the size that we imagined. It's not the quality that we expected, and certainly not the quality we paid for. And many times what people do is they go back to the store and they're unsettled, disgruntled, and they want to sort of sheepishly return their purchases. Well, this will never happen when it comes to heaven's reservation. Notice how the Apostle Peter describes our inheritance in Christ in three ways: incorruptible, undefiled, and that fadeth not away. This is reserved in heaven for God's people. The inheritance our Saviour purchased, and that which he wrought through his life and death, has no ability to become defective. Eternity itself will not lessen its preciousness nor dull its shine. It is pure, holy, it is undefiled. There is nothing like this. What immense comfort for the believers in Peter's day. And dear Christian, what great comfort for you in your day and in mine. It is no mistake that Peter brings this to their attention before he moves into the realms of their heaviness through their trials. Heaven's reservation is the focal point in his pastorly desire to encourage them in the midst of their troubles. And I say to you, Christian, that's precisely the focal point that we are to have. That we keep at the forefront of our mind what is reserved in Christ, by Christ, in heaven for us, as we seek to navigate our way through our troubles and our tribulations. Our inheritance in Christ is reserved in heaven. That's where it is, not on earth. In that place where moth or rust cannot reach. It is out of the reach of the robber and thief. This does not mean that no realization or enjoyment of it on earth can ever be found, far from it. Instead, it reminds us that all Christians are pilgrims. We are passing through. Our final destination is not yet. This reservation is yet to be, and yet to be revealed in all of its glory.